Can you tell us a bit about the problem or the challenge from which Sunny Bins were born?
Okay. Well, Sunny Bins, I didn't actually invent the Wheelie Bin sound system. That's sort of a friend of mine pretty much had made the first one in Australia in about 2000 that we know of. And I used to have fun with this thing, this little sound system in a bin, and it'd be great for taking out into the streets and suddenly having music without having to set up wires and speakers. And there it was. It's easy just to roll into position. But I wasn't happy with just this one Wheelie Bin sound system. I wanted to make my own. So one day I just went out and bought a car stereo and found a bin on the street and made a Wheelie Bin sound system of my own. But I wasn't happy with just that. So I built a bar on top of it, like a tiki bar with a hut, and then solar panels on top of the hut. And it was a crazy thing. And pulled out a few festivals, and it was a late night bar with a couple of bar stools and nuts and music playing. And it was a lot of fun. And then a friend of mine who's into electronics said, your sound's not good enough. So he knew about making crossovers and getting the sound really good. So he said, here's a kit, let's make a sound system and make it in a big bin, the biggest one you can get, the 240-litre bin. And then another friend of mine said, hey, I know this solar panel that fits exactly on the top of the bin. So if it's always outdoors anyway, may as well be getting a recharge, you know. So hence Sunny Bins was born. What defined Sunny Bins was the solar panel. You take the lid off the bin, don't use it, put a solar panel on instead, and that was the birth of Sunny Bins in about 2010. And there was an event in Newtown, Sydney called Reclaim the Lanes. That was a street party where everyone brought their own music and mobile sound systems, and that event encouraged many people to make their own versions of Wheelie Bin sound systems. But a lot of people, for a few years while that event was happening, they kept it going, but now they don't work, they don't maintain them, and they're broken. But Sunny Bins keep them maintained, and we hire them out, and we, you know, scores of community events in Sydney and organisations know about us and hire us. And, you know, New Year's Eve, they hire four of us to rove around Parramatta, DJing off our phones, playing music and rolling along. And, you know, you can take the party to, there's a bunch of people over there, you take the party to them and, you know, play them some music. You know, it still gets used in protest in Sydney. You know, if somebody asks me, can we use it for protest, normally I give it for free. So I'm happy to be able to put back into the scene which they came from. They came from protest. Now they're accepted, you know, more in the mainstream, but they go back to protest again. We've been making these baby Sunny Bins called the Sunny Buddy. And instead of just buying a car stereo, putting in a bin, my friend has actually designed all the parts. And we've had to, I've had a lot of technical problems getting it right with the small bins. You know, we made a few and we've had returns, and so there's been a lot of technical problems with making your own amps, making your own crossovers, all your own parts is created. In some ways, I wish we just bought something and put it in there, because it's, but I think the dividends, once we nail it and once we troubleshoot all these problems, will be good, because it's ours, it's all of our parts and everything. Yeah, there it is. You can make your own Wheelie Bin sound system, Joe, just getting a car stereo, putting it in a bin, and it's solid and it's fun, and you can make your own wood panelling and stuff like that. It's a great thing that anyone can do, but if, as you get more technical and you want more solid sound coming from a battery, then you get more technical and you can look into crossovers and look into different things and efficiency and stuff like that, yeah.
Mm. Now, the Sunny Bins use solar power, as you said. Why did you choose to use solar cells?
Well, Australia, you know, we've got a lot of sunshine, and the bins are predominantly an outdoor thing, and the lid of a bin faces the heavens, so why not have a solar panel? And, you know, there, some people who have our bins, who keep them outdoors a lot, they don't need to recharge it much, because it does get it's like an ambient charge all the time. It's getting the batteries, charging it up. So it seemed perfect. And also, people normally see solar panels in the distance on the roof over there. No one gets close to one. And for people in the public to see, they hear music and they go up to it, there's a solar panel, and they can see that the solar is helping charge the music. It's a great way to show somebody, demystify the solar panel and show in action how we can go off the grid and unplug from the wall and take it for a walk.
Mm. Yeah, considering the amount of sun we have in this country, it's really surprising how little we use solar power.
Yeah, and it's, solar power is an embattled thing. You know, we're still very geared to the oil, petrol industry here in Australia. And having said that, though, Australia is at the forefront of a lot of technological development with photovoltaic cells. This is definitely, we should be the world leader in solar. And, you know, solar's been
you know, demonise the lot and by the powers that be that want to keep the old fossil fuel energy going. But I think it's so powerful that it's just already creating massive impact on the energy market. Just the rooftop solar, you know, is slowly but surely, you know, showing the way.
Mm. You know? I saw on your website that you've got a couple of bins that have been sold to schools just recently to be encouraging youth to be seeing the potential for solar.
Yeah,
is that something that's important for you in
Definitely.
Terms of the philosophy?
Yeah, like schools and community groups, and some of them we have been going for a few years now, and we help them if they need maintaining or any problems, but the community really gathers around it and it becomes something that people can borrow or lend out, and it just becomes this focus of a community to have this sound system that can take a bit of knocking about and banging around a bit. You know, it's not that delicate, it's a bin, for God's sake. You know, sort of that's a social level of the fact that it's a bin, and you don't have to be too delicate. And you know, the way you used to set up, you know, the DJ, the mysterious DJ playing this music, now it's just somebody, oh, I've got something on my phone to play, and people line up their phones next, you know, on the top of the bin to play their music, and it demystifies and decentralizes the whole thing, you know, and it's easy to set up, so I've kind of forgotten where we're going with this question.
Yeah, no, that's what I was thinking. I was curious, though, how does it cope with wet weather?
Very good. We've had a couple of gigs where it's pouring with rain. What wouldn't be good is if the rain was horizontal and it's going into the side of the speakers.
Right.
But that's when the weather's like that, everyone's indoors, you know.
Yeah.
So just, you know, if it's torrential rain coming up, the solar panel's glass, it just drips off.
Yeah.
So the plastic bin is not wood that's going to rot. So, we're very good in pouring rain, and like there's been a few fun runs where it's been torrential rain and the bins have been just there, you know, still going.
Mm. What about cold? Do you know how they'd cope with minus degrees?
I haven't tested them out in snow and ice, but I don't see why they wouldn't. I think they'd be okay, you know. I think hotter could possibly make the amp under more pressure. So I think cold would be okay, yeah.
Might affect the charge, how long the charge lasts, perhaps.
Maybe, yeah, maybe. But I haven't experimented. I'd look forward to somebody, you know, providing some data on that.
Maybe some of my students can get back to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just finally, do you have any words of advice or encouragement for other people who wish to design a product to fix a problem?
To fix any problem or...
Just a challenge, yeah.
Give it a go, make a few prototypes, make sure it's safe. Don't be afraid to ask friends, you know. It's always good to get another pair of eyes and another bit of knowledge from a different angle looking at something that you've done. And just think about it, draw it out, get your computer going on it and make it and go for it, I guess.
Great. All right, thanks very much, Peter.
Okay, thank you.
All right.